Yeah, where, like, and how did you know all this stuff about music? Like,
I have a very good ear, musical ear. From little on, I had it, my godmother, my aunt, bought me this little plastic accordion when I was 4 or 5 years old, and I would play tunes on that already. Just little things. Like my, most people, if they play an instrument, are musically inclined. You hand them an instrument, and they have one particular tune that they'll try to play on whatever instrument it is.
Yeah.
If they can do that, then, you know, it's kind of neat. My particular tune happens to be Home Sweet Home. Why, I don't know. But I could play that on that little accordion real nice. That's the only tune I knew how to play. But, yeah, that was when I was real small. And then I was about maybe 7 or 8 years old, and my dad took me along to a friend of his that he worked with in the factory in Menominee Falls. The guy's name was Ed Kreis. Ed Kreis had a body shop over at Jackson. Actually was kitty corner across from the Washington County Fair Park. There's a big building over there. It says Growth Construction, not where his place was. It's gone, but we went over there. My dad wanted to get his car painted because it had some rusty spots on it. And when they were all done with their negotiation, my dad said, "Hey, Ed, get out your concertina and play for Mike." So he brought one out, and his son brought another one out, and the two of them played concertina for me. Aww. I'd been listening to polka music that since I could crawl, because that's what my mother would have on the radio. Probably at that age, I could tell you what band was playing a song by just listening to the first few bars of of the song, by instrumentation, and that I could hear it. And I could say, "Oh, yeah, yeah, that's the Six Fat Dutchman," or, "Hey, that's Ray Dorschner and Rainbow Valley Dutchman." You know, it would, just the way the instruments were arranged in the band, I could hear it.
That's awesome.
So, and concertinas were in a lot of these bands, and that sound fascinated me. And so my dad talked to Ed, and Ed sold him a concertina for me to try to learn, and the concertina and a book. Well, at that age, my hands weren't that big, so on a concertina, you put your hand in the strap, and there's an air lever there. Because it's diatonic, you have one note going in and the other out. So if you're pulling out and you get to a certain point and you still have to keep pulling, you just hit the air lever and do a quick pop back in and keep going. Well, I could either put my hands through the strap to reach the button or put them back to reach the air lever, and I couldn't reach the buttons. So it kind of went into a case, the back into case and into a closet, and that's where it stayed until after we moved on the farm. And my dad asked me one day, he says, "You know, Ed decided to open a music store, and you know, and he wondered if you wanted to play that concertina or if he could buy it back." I said, "I can't play it, you know, sell it back to him." And I thought, you know, kind of, sort of gave up on it. So he sold it back, and it was like a year later, I think, something like that, maybe year and a half. He came along one day, he says, "Hey, I told you Ed opened the music store. He says, giving concertina lessons. Would you like to learn?" "So when can I start?" And he said, "I want to know if you want to learn." "So when can I start?" You know. "Oh!" Then he got me in and bought another concertina for me to learn on, and that's where I started.